Chapter 3. Are you inquisitive? Cultivate curiosity. I think at a child's birth, if a mother could ask a fairy godmother to endow it with the most useful gift, that gift would be curiosity. Eleanor Roosevelt. An inventor's best friend is curiosity. In fact, that may be the single most important trait for any human being. Why? Because it's the spark that adds meaning and interest to life. Remember when you were a kid and you wanted to know everything? Why is the sky blue? What makes grass green? Why does it get dark at night? Children are just naturally inquisitive, and they're interested in everything. Very young children are never bored. They're too busy discovering things. Sadly, most of us seem to lose this sense of wonder as we grow older. That's too bad, because being inquisitive gets the creative juices flowing, and it can feed our product ideas in unexpected and fascinating ways. Think of Steve Jobs. He took a class in calligraphy at Reed College for no other reason than he liked the way calligraphy looked, and he was curious about it. I'm sure there were plenty of people in his life who told him, "Man, you're wasting your time there, Steve." But 10 years later, he designed the first Max typography around what he had learned. If you wonder how things work and you follow your curiosity, you never know where the information you gather will lead you. When my daughter Molly was little, one of her favorite things was an origami paper folding kit and book. I was curious about it and found myself inexplicably drawn to fiddling with it. And years later, when I wanted to design a dog waste bag with a cardboard collar, I realized origami held the answer to the burning question, how do I fold this so it's nice and compact? More recently, I picked up a brochure about free conversational French being offered at my local library and decided to take the classes. And then I ended up unexpectedly going to France, where I went on a writer-artist retreat and germinated the idea of this book. Not only that, I just took a blacksmithing course for no other reason than I was inquisitive about it. Now I'm wondering how I'll use what I learned later on. So how do we grow a fine crop of curiosity? Here's how to start. The Curiosity Journal. Many inventive types have a blank book or two.